All righty, y'all. We're now joined by tonight's winner of the Focus L 250 at Echo Park Speedway and driver of the number 7 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet, Justin Allgaier. Justin, a lot's been made about what you and Andrea have been able to accomplish this year. And with, you know, you clinching the regular season championship and just, you know, all the successes you've stacked up to this point, what more can you say about just, you know, the unprecedented amount of, you know, success that you've been able to accomplish up to this point and, you know, ultimately lead to wins that you've been able to garner like tonight?
I think y'all need an award for an accomplishment because Dale talked longer in a media center than I think I've ever seen him talk in my entire life. So I love that. He's excited and I love that. Honestly, when I started 2026, I had a pretty clear vision of what the future for myself looked like. And I think I just came into this season with a completely different attitude and personality and thought process. And you know, nights like tonight, listen, I will be here to tell you I'm glad to steal one away every once in a while because I feel like we've lost plenty this year that we probably should have won. But, you know, Andrew and Eddie both tonight were very adamant, do not give up. We are not out of this. You know, and under caution, I can feel stuff. And Dale even had to radio into me that I had something stuck under the splitter. I thought I maybe had a flat tire. I could feel it dragging after all the damage there at the end. You know, just you're never really sure what can happen. So to be able to go across the line and first and, you know, just really the last whole lap. You know, when we took the white, it was such a wild chain of events that kind of happened. And, you know, to be able to come out of here with a victory. I won on the old surface here. And if I'm being honest with you, I wasn't very kind to the new service that first race out of the Info Care Center after I wrecked. So I'll have to apologize to Echo Park Speedway because I'm kind of starting to like it a little bit now. I was maybe a little upset at a few points throughout the course today. But, you know, all in all, we got put in a really precarious situation at the end of the race there, and we were able to kind of come out of there with what we needed to. And, you know, I hated it for my teammates. You know, Carson drove a great race today. Obviously, the fuel kind of screwed him up with the cars behind him. And then Raj and Sammy both got caught up in the wreck in four. So, I mean, just, you know, realistically, I'm proud of the effort that everybody at Junior Motorsports and Chevrolet, Hendrick Engenshop, everybody, you know, that's a part of our group, you know, what they are able to accomplish. It's pretty awesome to have the success that we've had as a company and for myself even to win six this year has been pretty wild.
All right, we'll begin with questions on the right here. We'll go with Jordan, then Dustin, then John here.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Justin. Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Dale was kind of talking about your post-driving career a little bit. And he said that he could see you in a role kind of like Elton Sawyer and kind of that kind of officiating, you know, role. Is that something you thought about at all? Is it something you'd be interested in?
Yes and no. Not that particularly, right? But, you know, I think it's been very evident that I'm not afraid to criticize NASCAR when I think that we're not doing the right thing, right? But I also am the first one to stand behind him because I love this sport, you know, and I've grown up in this sport. I got lucky that, you know, when I was young and my family was, you know, servicing the tires for the ARCA series, you know, back then they raced at a lot of the NASCAR events. And I got to walk through the Cup Series garage as a young kid, no idea how special of a moment those were, right? And I fell in love with the sport. And I look at Dale, right, and he's the perfect boss for me because there's nobody that loves this sport more than he does. And, I don't know what that looks like post-career, but I do enjoy the sport. And I've actually joked with a couple of the folks in NASCAR that if they're ever looking for somebody, I might be interested. So, you know, I don't know what that looks like, but honestly, I've had more fun this year than I've ever had driving a race car. I know that sounds odd. I've been doing it a long time. And I've had more fun than I've ever had. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. So I don't want to wish it away too quickly yet. I'm going to enjoy it until I can't.
Does that mean you're going to stick around longer, maybe?
Well, we're working on that. I can't give you any updates yet because there's still some things we gotta get through. But I have opened my eyes up to maybe sticking around a little longer. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of it just comes down to the fact that I don't want to keep a lot of fans have told me they don't want me to walk away. And that's kind of a hard thing to, I've been so lucky to have great fans in the sport. My wife is wanting me to stay. My kids want me to stay. So we'll see what happens. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on outside the racetrack that a lot of folks don't know. Just in daily life with my family and with the business and, you know, everything that's going on. So there's a lot of things that pull me in a lot of different directions, you know, throughout the course of the week. And that's probably the biggest thing I got to figure out.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin, you know, J-Ski, congrats on the win, Justin.
Thank you.
I'm doing a story on Andrew. What's made him such a good leader of the 17?
Well, I think Andrew's a really good leader. But one thing I love about Andrew is that he's probably one of the most positive people that I've ever been around. And I think some of that is because deep down, you know, he wants it as bad as anybody. He's been passed over a couple of times. You know, obviously last year they didn't have the success that they wanted to have. They thought they could do better, and it just didn't pan out. And I think that's the hard part about the sport, right? You can do everything right. I mean, I know race car drivers that are the most talented race car drivers you'll ever meet, and it just isn't successful. And then on the flip side of that, there's folks that maybe aren't as talented, but things work out in their favor, right? Andrew's one of those people that he's worked insanely hard and put himself in that position. And honestly, this is just kind of the culmination of all that coming together. I feel like our personalities get along really well. He gets along great with everybody on our 17. You know, when we ended the year and I knew Jim Pullman was moving on, I had one request, that my core group of guys that work on the 7 car, we don't change that. Because I felt like with Andrew coming in, he needed some stability. He needed some normalcy. And while he may not have ever worked with those guys before, they had worked with myself, and they worked together so well. And I knew with his style and his mentality, you know, we could cultivate this really cool kind of situation that I didn't expect to win 6 races, if I'm being honest with you. I thought maybe we could build to the start of the chase and put ourselves in a good position. But, you know, we've come out of the box firing strong, and every time we win, I can see his confidence just skyrocket. And I'm proud of, you know, him putting the effort and the time and the work in. You know, our company as a whole is a great place. We have a lot of success on the racetrack. We have a lot of great employees, men and women that do this every week. And, you know, it's not five guys in our group that are the difference maker. But I just feel like we're firing on all 8 cylinders right now. And that's really what it comes down to.
Good. John, next.
John Newby, FanBuzz. How close were you to pitting before double overtime? Because I know you guys were going back and forth on it.
Yeah. You know how they say sometimes you should just let things play out and not try to force them to play out? Yeah, tonight I was trying to force them to play out. I was so upset at kind of the scenarios that had happened and, you know, getting put in the position we were in, and I knew we had some damage. So I'm like, let's just come to pay road, put 4 tires on it, and just go be on offense, right? And he's like, man, I don't think that's a good idea. And he goes, but is pit road open? I was like, yeah, it was open when I asked you earlier, right? And he's like, no, I think we're good. But honestly, that's what it really, I feel like our team, we can lay it all out there. I feel like we do a really good job of, nobody sugarcoats how we feel, but we're also, most of the time, we're in a really good agreement, and we all have each other's backs. And so, you know, we're to the point where we can bring up things and try to see if it would work. And tonight, that was kind of one of those things I brought up. I'm glad we didn't, truth be told. I don't know if we'd ever gotten back to where we were at. But, you know, I think that's where having people that you trust in the box, you know, between him and my 2 engineers, Harry and Josh, you know, I think we come down pit road, we drag some cars with us. You know, pit crew does a phenomenal job on pit road, so you probably come off of pit road to the first of those cars to come down. Maybe you put yourself in, you know, 12th to 15th. But as soon as I think the 87 was who ran out of gas on this restart. As soon as he runs out of gas, whoever was behind the 1 on the start, I think it was 87. I don't know. No, who was it? 39. So as soon as the 39 runs out, my plan goes to crap, all right, because now I'm probably in it. So I think we made all the right decisions, and that's just believing in each other and putting yourself in that spot, and I think we did a really good job of that tonight.
Well, thank you for answering my follow-up question about the team dynamic as well.
Well, yeah, we have a great team dynamic, and honestly, that's probably one of the things that I think is going back to that mindset that I told you about earlier. I told JRM, I said, I can work with anybody but I want to make sure we all work well together, right? Because sometimes that's not always the case. And I think we're doing a really good job of that right now. Now, Chase is getting ready to start. We can't do anything different. We have to do what we're doing and execute the way we're executing. But I think if we do that once the chase starts, we're going to be in great shape.
Go ahead, Holly.
Hi, Justin. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. You've kind of alluded to this, but your wins this year have come in very different ways, whether it's dominating a race, winning at a place you've won before. But tonight, you know, taking the lead with a lap to go, I mean, could you just talk about, you know, you guys are so good that these things are happening for you.
It's weird, right? Because I think that you have it drawn up in your head how things should work out. And a night like tonight, I mean, like I said, with the damage in the nose, all the things we had going against us, there's no way we should have won the race, right? Realistically. But the way that it played out, and I said it, I said it earlier, you know, I'm not, I don't deserve the wins we've had this year. I don't deserve the success. I'm beyond blessed to be in the situation that I'm in. And I could just as easily be on the other side of it in so many different ways. And I think that for me, I've been on the other side of it in a lot of ways. And you know, I think tonight was one of those resiliency nights where not giving up showed out and worked in our favor. But I've equally had it the other way where you do everything right and you don't quit and you still end up on a wrecker and you know, super upset about it. So I think that tonight for me was just really when the race came to the final restart, do everything I knew how to do. And if it was meant to be, it was going to happen. And, you know, ultimately we parked the thing in victory lane. So it was pretty, pretty special.
And the last thing real quick, your points lead is insane. I mean, can you remember having a year where things were going like they are?
I got to be honest with you. There was a moment we were at the banquet last year. We were standing outside of a little bar outside the hotel. And Steve O'Donnell, Jeff Gordon, Mike Ford, Mamba, there's about 10 of us that were all standing on there. And we were talking about hypotheticals for points, you know, what the points could look like or what they might be. And I'm like, man, if you just go to, you're sitting over here, I didn't even see you over here. I said, if you just go to this point system, nobody's going to get a big lead. There's no way. And I lied. I didn't mean to. I really didn't. I didn't think it was going to work out that way. But honestly, what I look at is we've just been in the right place at the right time so many times. There are so many good teams right now in the O'Reilly Series. So many good drivers, so many good mechanics, so many good crew chiefs, so many good spotters, pit crews. I think that's why I feel like I don't deserve it, because I'm watching people do stuff every week and I'm in awe of, right? And as a race car driver, you know, you obviously want to watch your peers and understand why they're fast or what they're doing to be better and learn from them. And I've done that, and I feel like I've worked really hard at that. But on the flip side of that too, very rarely are you able to execute those and put it into your favor. And you know, look, we've lost some points the last few weeks. Jesse wasn't shy about talking about it on every interview that he got to, and I almost sent him a picture today of it said something about living rent free in his head, and I didn't. Andrew was on me to not do it. But it's been fun banter, right? And it's been fun to have those moments. And, you know, when you start losing points, it doesn't matter if you got a 2-point lead or a 200-point lead. You're like, man, what is wrong with us right now? What are we doing wrong? And then you have nights like tonight where you bring it all back together and it works out in your favor and you know why you stay the course. I'm good with that. Honestly, Jesse's been fantastic. And we have a lot of fun. We race really well together on the racetrack. We race hard with each other. But, you know, he got the best of me last year, so I wanna go back and try to do it this year and get him back.
All righty, with that, y'all, we are all out of time. So Justin,
he's got one more right there. Let him do it.
Okay,
you good? I got all the time in the world. I got to drive back to Mooresville tonight, so we're just good.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Justin. Yeah. Alfa Romeo, Southern Race Week Radio, and the Performance Racing Network. They just said that you clinched the regular season title, so early here in the regular season. So what's the race of the season going to be like? Are you going to just maybe just go for consistency, or are you still going to push it all the way to the throttle and Oh, the fireworks going on.
Is that fireworks? Is that what that is?
The peach pit's going crazy right now. So will you continue just to go for the wins, or are you going to kind of just maybe be a little safer?
Listen, like I just said, though, when it comes to execution, we cannot change anything. If we deviate from what we're doing on a regular basis right now, it will not be in our favor. So I don't care if there's 2 races to go in the season or 100 races to go in the season. What we're doing right now, the execution that we're bringing to the racetrack, the pit crew, I mean, they're working so hard to be on top of their game every week. You know, I'm working hard. The simulator, everybody at Chevrolet, right? We're working hard. Hendrick Engine Shop's working hard. We're doing all the things we need to do to put ourselves in a good position. We cannot step off the gas. We need to keep the gas down. And there's days you want to set the cruise control. Right now, we're full gas and going for it. Yeah, thank you guys.
Congrats on the win, Justin. Also, one final announcement.